We have any questions from anyone?
Everybody has a question. When you are just all muted, so please unmute first.
Well, I have to say, Ruby and Andrew, well done. We have lots of attendees today.
Rick,
yes?
Just a quick question. So what you're saying is that we won't know whether the rate will decrease or not until next Monday.
Well, this I think, yeah, we said last month that we were going to hold it till the end of April, but more than likely it was going to drop off.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Once we have a decision, Deirdre, we will issue, obviously, a communication. So we will let you know once we can.
We're not going to be silly about it. As I've said, we're more interested in attracting funds than turning them away.
I know.
And the market is, as I've said, very strong at the moment. Not to say I knew that last year. I don't like to predict too far ahead because you can be proven very wrong very quickly. But this market continues to be strong, and we are putting funds into the market at probably one of the fastest rates that we've done ever. But as I said earlier, we're doing so following very strict policies. So there is a strong demand for what we are doing. Is that current economic climate that I've talked about? Yeah. Is it the fact that people are now finding out who we are? Companies like the chap I was telling John earlier, who's traveled from India to meet with us today? Yeah, absolutely. So there's a number of things, right place, right time, and all that kind of stuff. So we are very keen to attract more funding. But at the same time, should we let it fall a little to two spot two, and pick up naturally, I think at 2 years ago, or maybe longer ago, it was north of 3%. The 3% move was designed to attract more funds in. It had some effect. Maybe if we let the market pull it up, maybe it'll work. I don't know. So
to be honest, it was good, obviously, but I think it was a little bit unfair to the people that were rolling over, do you know what I mean, that have been with you for a number of years, do you know what I mean? So in my opinion, it's probably better if there was only one rate, whether it be 2.5 or whatever else, do you know what I mean? I know you wanted to attract new business.
Yes.
And somebody could withdraw all their money, mm-hmm, and put it back in and get the higher rate.
Yeah.
But if you're in a SAP, if you're in a pension in a SAP, you couldn't do that because the rules have changed since people went in.
Okay.
Now, it's not I'm only just throwing it out there. I'm not saying.
No.
Just saying.
And what's the effect of the change in the rules, which I'm not familiar with, I confess?
They can only put in 50% of their pension into unregulated products.
Really?
Yeah, it's IWORKS 2. Came in about April last year.
Yeah.
Okay, well, forgive my ignorance.
Not for DIRFs or anything else. It's just SAPs, you know?
Yeah, it came in the 13th of January, believe it or not. But it came in 2 years ago. They only implemented it this year.
Yeah.
One thing we found that we have noticed, so I have seen a couple of clients do it from, I'm not sure which intermediary it was. There is a workaround for that. It's that you take it out from the SAP and then you transfer it to a PRB. I know that is a bit of a work. It does take a bit of paperwork involved in that, but that was what we found, or I've seen a lot of SAPs that we've had have been doing.
Yeah, absolutely. The PRB is the only way around it. But the central bank are doing what they can. So moving forward, we can't email any of our clients on our normal email addresses on any unregulated product. We have to use our private email, and we have to put a note in declaring that it's an unregulated product and nothing to do with the central bank, etc. Like, they're making it very onerous. But
it's because of Dolphin, do you think, and green sills, or what's driving that?
Central bank. I mean, you pointed out earlier, Patrick, the way the European Central Bank, you know, generating money, not using the money, not telling anybody what to do, and the central bank are governing us. And in Europe, they don't want the small people. They want big organizations who pay monies towards them and to hell with everybody else.
Yeah, well, any pearls of wisdom on how we can improve our position? I know it seems a bit curious to pull away a prop, which is, should be drawing in business, but I'm doing that because I'm thinking it might track upwards on three anyway. But I can't, I can only guess.
The biggest issue is when people suddenly, you're getting an email from not our business email address, and it is frightening people. But at the same token, look, I tell everybody, you know, anything, with anything, there's a risk with the bank, with your money. If you have a million sitting in the bank, 100 grand's guaranteed. So,
yeah,
you know, where do you want to finish it? And if you want, you know, I've been dealing with yourselves since you opened. You've always been more than fair. Anything that needs doing, you always do. I have absolutely no problem recommending. So just get it out there and for people to understand. That's all, Patrick and Andrew.
Yep. Fair enough.
I'm the same. I mean, I'm only just saying these things, you know.
Well, I go so far as to say that Cathedral and yourselves, Deirdre, were, along with Bartle, were instrumental in maybe us creating the product in the first place. So we're always very appreciative of that fact. What was it? I met a fella, this is about 3 years ago, and I'd met him 5 years earlier and was presenting the product to him, and he says, this product hasn't changed at all in 5 years. And I went, well, is that a bad thing? And he goes, no, that's a very good thing. We haven't really changed what we're doing. Obviously, we've improved practices, policies, all that kind of stuff. But we haven't changed what we started doing 10 years ago. And to quote an ex-executive director, all new financial products are 10 years old. So maybe we'll start to see some benefit from that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all for your attendance. And we will talk to you next month.
Thanks, everybody.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.